any time that we can place Christian teachers out into public education or private education, it makes a difference in a student's life, and then that just compounds. And so by coming here, they're going to really be able to learn all the tools of the trade. They'll learn strategies, they'll learn curriculum development, they'll learn those pieces, but they get that with one-on-one relationship with their professors. We have small classroom ratios. They get that with flexibility and schedule, so they have opportunity to take some classes online. They can take some classes in the evening. They can take them during the daytime. Their academic advisors are their professors. So they have that one-on-one relationship they continue to build with their professors throughout, and so they're able to ask questions. And I think also we have great relationship with our partner schools out in the community. And so many of us in education, we're still volunteering. We spend time in K-12 on a very regular basis. So when I talk about teaching strategies, I'm talking about something I tried with a middle school student or a middle school classroom 2 weeks ago.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we have Dr. Christy Serling. She's the Associate Dean in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences at Houston Baptist University and an Associate Professor of Education. Dr. Serling's extensive experience encompasses she worked as a K-12 teacher, principal, curriculum director, superintendent of schools, before moving into higher education. And her specialties include teaching strategies, classroom management, and content area reading. Dr. Serling has presented in numerous professional settings and has received multiple honors, and it is a pure delight to welcome you today.
Thank you for having me.
It's so neat you're on the faculty at HBU.
I'm thankful to be here.
And you're in an area of passion, aren't you?
I sure am. I think anytime I can work with students and know that we're impacting K-12, which so greatly impacts communities and families, then I think that's an honor.
There's a great opportunity, obviously, for K-12 teachers. And a big opportunity to get trained at HBU, and wow, a plethora of jobs available.
Yes, it certainly is a time across the United States where we're seeing a teacher shortage. And so things that we can do here at Houston Baptist University to really help the Houston area grow their own. We can help them to be able to look at the people in the community, look at the students who are coming through their K-12 program, and then train them and prepare them to go right back into where they graduated and be able to invest back in the community.
Teacher shortage because of why?
Well, I think there's probably a lot of reasons. I think that certainly we see in the news right now when we look at pay, we look at costs that it takes for a teacher to set up a classroom. Many teachers spend hundreds of dollars of their own money each year just to set up their classroom to be able to have the daily supplies a student would need to come in. And that's even just talking about low salary rates. And then I think that teaching is a hard position. Mm-hmm. You know, a teacher comes in thinking they're going to teach their curriculum and they're going to take care of students. What that really means is they're handling mental health issues, they're handling physical issues, they're handling emotional issues, they're looking at families. And so they have so many things to do each day besides managing their classroom and writing their curriculum and teaching their curriculum well. It's a hard job.
Well, the faith component, obviously, that's integrated into the curriculum at HBU gives a unique extra advantage to a teacher, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, anytime we look at discipline, for example, you know, sometimes I think a student acts out just because they're being ornery in the moment, but a lot of times when a student acts out, there's a bigger reason.
Right.
It could be that there's something going on at home. It could be that they feel like a failure. Any number of reasons that a student may act out. So when we're training teachers here, we can have the conversation. How are you seeing that student? Are you seeing that behavior and responding with only that? Or are you seeing that student with Christ's eyes, trying to see to the heart and see what's really going on? How are you responding to that behavior? Even things like in the morning when you first arrived to school, are you praying over each student in your classroom, praying mm-hmm. over those desks and the students who sit there, praying for the families, approaching parent meetings through prayer first? And so it really becomes a lens through which we're able to respond and handle things and train our teachers as they go out in the community.
You know, almost everybody looks back to a teacher as that inspiring influence in their life. I mean, I can think of several teachers kind of in my own training that really motivated me to reach higher. I mean, could there be any higher calling than to be a teacher?
Right. I tell teachers, candidates all of the time, and teachers too, you have such power and you don't even know it.
Right.
Positively and negatively. Mm-hmm. I think a teacher can say one sentence offhandedly and either positively or negatively change a trajectory of a student's life. And so I remind teachers of that power that they have and to use it wisely, to use it carefully, and to really use it through prayer and Holy Spirit direction.
Now, we have people listening, obviously, who are thinking about being a teacher, or parents or grandparents that are viewing today that are realizing that maybe they have a son or a daughter, grandson, granddaughter that could be a fantastic teacher. Why should they come to HBU?
I think any time that we can place Christian teachers out into public education or private education, it makes a difference in a student's life, and then that just compounds. And so by coming here, they're going to really be able to learn all the tools of the trade. They'll learn strategies, they'll learn curriculum development, they'll learn those pieces, but they get that with one-on-one relationship with their professors. We have small classroom ratios. They get that with flexibility and schedule, so they have opportunity to take some classes online. They can take some classes in the evening. They can take them during the daytime. Their academic advisors are their professors. So they have that one-on-one relationship they continue to build with their professors throughout, and so they're able to ask questions. And I think also we have great relationship with our partner schools out in the community. And so many of us in education, we're still volunteering. We spend time in K-12 on a very regular basis. So when I talk about teaching strategies, I'm talking about something I tried with a middle school student or a middle school classroom 2 weeks ago, not something I tried 15 years ago when I was in the classroom. And so that's the kind of thing you can't find everywhere.
And the ISD, independent school districts, there's several obviously in Metro Houston, ginormous city that we're in. They like HBU faculty, don't they?
They do. I think first of all, they see our service heart.
Sure.
I think that, you know, HBU professors have hearts of service. And so they see that aspect. They see just how giving and how much HBU professors go the extra mile. I think that they also see quality candidates. Over and over again, we give employer surveys of our first year teachers and then 5 year out. And we get feedback over and over again that says our teaching candidates, when they're out there in the field after they've graduated and left us, they have high moral, ethical behavior, that they engage students one-on-one and in small groups as well as the large group well, that they are there with a positive attitude, they're great team members. So our graduates are out there doing such great things that I think principals see that and they want more of us.
You know, HBU has that confessional statement that Jesus Christ is Lord. And all the faculty embrace that, and they're not ashamed of it. I see that as an exceptional feature of HBU. You can go to a lot of universities, but very few universities that really teach you the Christian values. And our culture needs it, don't they?
That's for sure. I think that when we look at so much hurt going on in society, and we look at the hurts that students have when they come in to our classrooms in K-12, I think when we talk about that in our classrooms here at HBU, we're able to take it through that Christian worldview lens, and we're able to process it through scripture. We're able to process it through prayer and through strategies. And so I think that makes a difference then when we go back out in the community.
Now, you've been in the environment of K-12, principal, curriculum director, superintendent of schools. I mean, you've had all the positions.
Yes.
that's an important pedigree that allows you now in the higher ed world to really train experientially as well as theoretically and academically, right?
Yes, and I think that makes a big difference. Some of those experiences that I've had, and so I've had experiences in very large schools and in very small schools.
Mm-hmm.
I've had experience in a pretty middle class school that wasn't very diverse, and I've had experiences in very diverse school settings with very high poverty rates. And so I think some of those pieces really make a difference. But when I work with undergraduates, for example, who are just finishing up their clinical teaching experience and they're getting ready to look for jobs, I'm able to talk about, okay, when I interview people who are coming to apply for a position in my school, here's what I'm looking for. When I look at that resume, this is what I want to see. And I think you'll see even across our faculty members in education, because of some of the experiences and some of the backgrounds, they're able to really talk through relationship and have different people come in. So even this week, I had a principal from another school come in and do mock interviews with some of my students. And so that kind of experience gives them so much information that they maybe couldn't get until they were sitting in the real interview and then fumbling their way through it. We do a lot of things to prepare them, of course, but to be able to have that one-on-one experience in a smaller environment in a mock interview setting goes a long way. And I think it's because of some of the experiences that I've had that I'm able to share that with students.
We're talking to Dr. Christy Searling, who's the Associate Dean in the College of Education and Behavioral Sciences and an Associate Professor of Education. You can learn more about this program at hbu.edu/education. What are some of the other program offerings that prospective students could purview through hbu.edu/education?
Well, certainly we have our alternative certification program. So if somebody has a bachelor's degree in an area, but now they think, you know, I'd like to be a teacher, I'd like to give back to the community, they can come in and do an alternative certification program and just get that teacher certification. And even through that, they could do an internship opportunity where they could potentially be working full-time as a teacher and earning money while doing their clinical teaching experience, for example. But also we have master's in education degrees with curriculum instruction. We have an area focus in technology. We have, of course, special populations, and so working with special education. Very excited about our doctoral programs. We have an EDD in executive education leadership, and we also have one in special education leadership. And so a lot of great opportunities for candidates who are considering coming to Houston Baptist University.
Wow, well, quite a diversity available at HBU. And certainly HBU is known for that.
Yes.
I mean, when I look at Houston, I mean, it's just amazing to see how many thousands and thousands of students in schools. I mean, everything's bigger in Texas, and it's certainly bigger in Houston, isn't it?
It is.
But there's all kinds of other geographies. Now, you took a trip to China with students last summer. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, what a great opportunity. We took a group of 13 students from Houston Baptist University and we took them to China. And what we did was we worked in an English camp. And so each day our students were working hard with 7th and 8th grade students and they were working on English skills. And so what we did was we did a lot of training before we left. We talked about cultural sensitivity. We talked about cultural differences. So we did a lot of training on that end, but we also did some curriculum training. So I wrote all of the curriculum before we left. And then we trained them on the curriculum. But once we're there and we're in it, every single evening we would spend time going over the next day's lesson. And that was certainly something that made my heart happy, watching our students sitting around the table after teaching a full day and then sitting them watching, and they were all working on their lesson plans, writing notes to their students, and really engaging in relationship with their students and finding ways they could connect with them and just get across the message that they were going for to help them grow in their English skills a little bit. Certainly one of the ways that we know that we're doing that is by providing for a need that the students had. They really wanted to and need to grow in their English skills. Our hope is that to shine the light of Christ through our work that we're doing there.
A lot of Americans are not aware of how many Asians really want to learn English, to be mentored by someone who knows the English language. And of course, being an American is an attraction no matter where you are in the world. Now, how did students get into the opportunity to go to China?
We offered several information sessions, so we opened it up to anyone at HBU who would like to come. And then we had an application process. They had to have references, and we met with them. We interviewed them just to make sure that they would be a good fit. Certainly when we're traveling for 19 days, and the first flight was 14 and a half hours, we need students who are going to be flexible. We need students who are going to be able to work well together, who are going to be able to withstand the stamina of being gone for 19 days and really working full time every day while we are there. And so we just went through an application process after our information sessions.
We're going to show you some pictures of that trip in China as we wrap up with Dr. Searling. But can you tell us the city you went to and some of the specifics, the
Sure, so we were in a small village called Shishi, and so which is near Xiamen, and so we were very thankful we got to go to a university lecture at Xiamen University as well, which is about an hour and a half from Shishi. So we spent almost all of our time in Shishi, which is a very small rural community. It was a little bit different of experience, or a lot different of experience for our students, because even going to the grocery store, they were like superstars. People were taking pictures, asking for autographs. So that was a very different experience for them. We, at the end of our trip, because they worked so hard during those 2 weeks, we did a little bit of sightseeing, and we went to Shanghai and Beijing. And that was a lot of fun, just ending the trip that way and doing our debriefing time together and our transition back into America with some sightseeing at the end.
Christy, I want you to just look in that camera behind me and tell young people, parents that are considering becoming a teacher like you, why they ought to come to HBU and what's going to happen if they do.
Yes, I would love for you to consider coming to Houston Baptist University. Come to HBU, come visit us, and what you'll see is you'll see faculty members who are friendly, who are engaging, who make time for you. Sometimes when you're at a bigger university, you don't get that one-on-one attention from your academic advisor. Well, here it's your professor. And so oftentimes I see professors here early in the morning, I see professors here late at night, and working one-on-one with students, working in small groups. I think the other key difference I see, our professors are doing mentorship relationships and discipleship groups. And so that's something else that you get. So that one-on-one attention, it's that value added because we're really looking at our Christian worldview and how to put that in the classroom.
That is so well said.
Great job.
Dr. Christy Serling, who is one of the key team members at Houston Baptist University, we're so proud that you're here and what God's doing through you, and keep on keeping on. Keep on telling the vision.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.